Smith Harriet, March 1868. Dear Sister Harriet, Smith, I congratulate you upon your present of a daughter. This is a treasure we never possessed. I learn that you are doing well. I rejoice in your prosperity and hope that this newcomer will not cause you a weight of anxiety and burden of care that will be felt so heavily by you that you will cease to trust in God and will worry yourself with your children out of the compassionate, loving arms of Christ. Cast all your care on him, for he careth for you, Harriet, and be ye thankful. You must cultivate this Christian grace, gratitude to God. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Philippians 4, verse 4. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be ye thankful. Colossians 3, verse 15. Be cheerful in God. This will encourage Uriah. Get the expression of a smile upon your countenance, and let it sit there naturally with ease, as if at home. Smiles are two great strangers to your countenance. Put away your doleful expression, as though some terrible evil was impending over you. Believe that Jesus loves you, that he gave his life for you, that you might have happiness and joy forevermore. That same Jesus, who withheld not his own life to save you, will not leave you to yourself, but will take you in his care and will not forsake you. Oh, Harriet, you have been too faithless and unbelieving. Stay up the hands of Uriah by cheerful countenance and encouraging words. Trust in the Lord forever. Trust and banish every fear. Now, Harriet, this is the battle with you: to be cheerful, joyful in God, thankful, praising him for all his benefits. Don't you look upon the dark side for one moment. I will say to Uriah, do you seek opportunities to ride out? Do you have plenty of air in the office? Do you heed the light God has seen fit to give you? The spring of the year has come, a trying period, for all the blood moves sluggishly through the system and needs the electrifying air of heaven. Exercise what you can, even if it wears you. Seek every opportunity to be in the air. Don't keep closed windows and hot rooms if you prize life and health. May the Lord bless you both and your little flock, is our prayer.